Right now, we'd like to welcome to Robinhood Radio our representative, which is, of course, Maria Horn. Maria, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. I'm glad to be here with you. You are doing just incredible work for our community, as usual, but particularly right now.
Well, thank you very much. And you, as well, have been very busy out and about. I mean, I checked with Eversource this morning, and there's lots of good news across the state. I mean, Connecticut's down
there
to like 7% without power. But the one town which appears to be really one of the probably the hardest hits in the area, Sharon, still has about 58% of the people without power. And as I look out my window and I see a telephone pole lying on the green, a new one, but also the transformer, I realize that we probably here are going to be one of the last, because in Sharon, there's still lots of people out in the mountainous areas and that just have no access at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, Sharon now has the largest percentage in the district. It didn't used to, but it's up for the last several, I think, day and a half, it's had the largest number of people. I think there are still about 1,200, more than 1,200 people in Sharon who are without power. So it's really bad.
Well, we are 7 days into this now, or are beginning our seventh day. And as a state representative, I mean, like I've been saying on the air, I just remember back to the October snowstorm when the whole state was without power, and we were without power for about 10 or 11 days here. And things were put in place to prevent that from ever happening again. Are we going to get answers from Eversource why that just didn't work?
Well, we are going to get answers from Eversource, and if we don't get answers, we're going to insist that we have changes from them. I mean, as you suggest, so one of the things that, I mean, I've spoken to every first selectman and mayor in the district, and they all described to me, you know, in the wake of the past storms, there was a very meticulous, thoughtful plan put in place that each, you know, this should be driven by your people on the ground in your town, your EMS directors, your first selectmen who can see what's happening and are in direct communication with their residents. And they have a direct communication with Eversource through their liaison. That system utterly broke down. The towns, the road crews, the EMS, the, you know, chief elected officers in the town, they did everything they were supposed to do. And Eversource utterly let them down. And so we've been forced to create all these back channels to get through to Eversource in order to get things done. But, you know, there was a lot of work that went into that system, and it utterly broke down. So we have some work to do, because Eversource has methodically gone about reducing their boots on the ground. And there's been much written about the money that went to the top five executives in the company and not much money to the people who do the work. And I want to also include in my praise the linemen. I have had many conversations with the Eversource linemen, both in Connecticut and from other states. They are, you know, capable. They were ready to work, and they did not get, they either got baffling sets of instructions that just defied common sense or none at all and had to sit for hours and waiting. So there is accountability to be had. And I will add also, I've been on calls with the utilities and the chairs of the Energy and Technology Committee, who share the outrage that we all share, and have been very clear that the hearings that were already scheduled for Eversource, in light of their unconscionable raise that they decided to kick in the midst of the pandemic, when everyone is under such stress, financial and otherwise, those hearings will be greatly expanded now, and I expect there will be legislation coming out of it, possibly as early as our special session in September.
And like I said, I guess if we weren't, most of us weren't old enough to remember what happened 10 years ago and understand what happened 10 years ago, to live over it again is just another nightmare. I mean, people, we have had people calling us for the better part of a week, having to throw away food, businesses missing 4, 5, 6 days. These are all things that Eversource should sooner or later be made to somehow try to make good again, either through some sort of drastic reduction in bills for the next couple of months or whatever, because this truly, in today's age, I you're right. I spoke to a couple of the linemen from a couple of different countries, companies, and they all said the same thing. Listen, we can only go where they tell us to go. We could be finishing up. We only have 10 minutes left on a job, and if they tell us to move, we've got to move. Most of these people that are out there working the lines were just as baffled and confused with Eversource's reaction as now the public is.
Yeah, and I want to go back to your, you know, mention of people throwing out food. I heard from somebody yesterday who lives near, you know, Sharon Market and has to, you know, watch all that food getting thrown away, particularly at a time when we already know there is such food insecurity and need in our community. Just watching it get thrown away is heartbreaking, much less, you know, if you, you know, are actually wondering where you're going to get your next meal. So there's all kinds of secondary effects here. You know, food thrown away, you mentioned just, a minute ago, your generator that got fried in the situation. I've heard of other fiber, you know, connections that got fried. There's all kinds of expensive secondary effects here that Eversource needs to be held accountable for.
So now you have been, I've been following you on your Facebook page and your updates that you give. For people that are listening now and aren't aware, you've been posting updates almost hourly. Where, for people that haven't been able to find them, where can they find those updates, if of course they have power?
Yeah, that is, well, I post my updates first and foremost on my own Facebook page, which is at State Rep Horn. And we try to share them as much as possible to other community pages, that some of whom post them immediately and some of whom there's a little bit of a delay. But, you know, everybody's pretty fried, and we're trying to use, this is a yes and kind of situation. We need to share things as much as possible in as many methods as possible. Everybody has, I have some people who can text me, but they can't get email. So I've been communicating that way and trying to patch up the communication system as best as possible.
So now we're speaking with Maria Horn, of course, our representative in Hartford. We sit here this morning, as I said, Canaan about 22% out, Cornwall 45%, Kent 16%, Norfolk 12%, North Canaan 12%, Salisbury 21%, and Sharon 58%. Do we have any reason to have any faith in the estimated restoral time from Eversource?
I was pleased getting up and looking at the numbers this morning, as you note, all except Sharon, which is a strong disappointment. There is a lot of progress in a lot of other towns. However, you know, Eversource predicted, I think the town they predicted would first come online would be Norfolk on Sunday, last night at 6 p.m., and that did not happen. So we shall see. We will keep banging away and holding them to account and doing the best we can, because, you know, I don't care if your town is down to, 5% out, if you're the person who's trapped behind a downed tree and downed wires, and you don't know how to get out or, get food and medicine, then it doesn't matter whether you're the last, person to get connected. We have to make sure everyone gets back.
Now, you have been traveling throughout the district, and what I have said to people, because some people on the internet can get very impatient, and we understand. Listen, there's no one that's more impatient than I am when it comes to power, but what I try to explain to people is that first selectmen are constantly out on the roads in their towns, and yep. You and Craig are also constantly out on the road. You spend most of your time on the road trying to verify what's going on.
Absolutely, and it takes a long time, and you drop out of communication while you do it. So I did post something about because I have a lot of first selectmen who, when they get the moment of connectivity, they call me. And I've had several of them, please post, people don't think I'm doing anything. I'm invisible because I'm out, out doing the work. I'm out, trying to get access to people. And so, people are working really hard in our towns, and it is hard to get, anyone, driving between our towns is, we're pretty spread out as it is, but you don't know, you don't know whether you're going to be able to get through in 20 minutes or 45. And requires some patience.
And also, we got the tropical storm just 2 days after two tornadoes, one hit in Sharon, one hit in Falls Village. I mean, this is just the ultimate 1-2 punch for this area.
It really is. And I've also had a number of conversations with people about, when you get hit with this many crises, and I include the pandemic in this, you have to start thinking about how they're connected to one another. We're certainly being, the predictions from FEMA are that we're going to have an extremely challenging hurricane season this year. And, climate change is changing our weather patterns. And we really need to make sure that we learn from this and that we hold Eversource and others accountable for their response.
All right. Well, the next time we speak to you, it'll probably be a little bit later this week, the middle of the week. Hopefully, we'll be 100% with power. But thanks for all your traveling around and your updates, Maria. And good luck and stay safe when you're traveling around the district.
Thank you, Marshall. And again, I thank you. I mean, I think you have really been a main line of communication for people, and it's hugely important.
Well, I say to people, this is why I got into this business. And yeah, it's tough and you complain when you're working 16, 17-hour days, but this is the reason anybody in broadcasting really should do what they do. So thank you and all your cohorts for the work you do. And like I said, I'll speak to you again probably in the middle of the week.
Thanks, Marshall. Good luck. Be all safe. Right.
You too. That is Maria Horn this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, Robin Hood Radio. Dot com on the web.